Though it's hard to be a boy when all the men have lost their joy and they can't find the ones they
and welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Oh yeah.
Hey, that's a oh yeah rather than a Yahoo.
OJ.
Oh. OJ Simpson, in fact. Of course, we have Eric behind the glass, Trisha, and this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781. Definitely give them a call. Tell them I said hi. Honesty, great technical expertise. Get your car done there. And this music is from Sonny and Cher, 1947.
No, this song, this is a...
Sonny and Cher, wow. Not in 1947.
Sinead O'Connor,
oh, I heard
Back
it.
Where You Belong, from The Water Horse. Water
oh,
Horse.
I don't think Breaking I saw Tim's that.
Water Show. It's all about the Loch Ness Monster, kind of, right?
That's right.
And, by the way, the Loch Ness Monster, wasn't it the anniversary this past week? Google told me they had one of their little
I saw
icons
that too.
Up. Yeah, and then yeah, you could do a search under the water for Loch Ness Monster. I don't know, but anyway, kind of tying it all in there. And in a moment, we might be speaking with someone else that has to do with horses. Horse eye, right?
No, it's horses.
Horses.
No. Horses.
Oh, okay.
Horses.
I rode a bullsey.
Horses.
What's a
horses,
bullsey?
Horses don't have hooves. They have rockers on the bottom.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a horsey. A rocking horsey.
I have one.
But live animals are horses.
Oh. All the pretty horses.
Yeah.
Now, we've got on our guest. We have just a few more moments for them in our segment. We had them on the show a couple times before. Of course, 50 to 1. Dave, Trisha, you are big fans of this.
Huge fans.
Yes,
I love
yes.
this movie.
This movie is phenomenal, and it's a must-see, and I'm so excited that it's coming out on DVD the Ooh. Week right now before Kentucky Derby. Great job.
Jim Wilson, writer, director, producer, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough
Entertainment. Oh, you guys, thanks for having me. You've been phenomenal, and we've actually listened to the station. We pick stuff up here on from time to time. So.
Oh, cool.
You guys rock. It's great to have you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. So,
we love having you listen.
And now, this is such excellent timing. As we said, the DVD of 50 to 1 is coming out on Tuesday. So, you know, that's kind of by design, right? That's not a coincidence.
It is by design. You know, a lot of this film, we've been terribly patient, as you know, difficult to get the money and finally made it. But the release the week before the Derby, it's a great warm-up for people to remember. And my Nat Bird won only, you know, in 2009, not that long ago. But it does pump you up for the Derby, and there are people have little Derby parties around the country and stuff. So I think it's appropriate, and I'm glad we could do that. So it's available, I guess, on video on demand, and I actually don't know all the jargon, but it is DVD and video on demand, and everywhere Sony can push it, it's there. So I'm happy about that.
That's excellent.
So Jim, this is Dave here, and of course I'm such a big fan of yours as well as this movie 50 to 1. I gave it great reviews. Now you were touring the country pretty much, going to different states. How did it turn out for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I'd never toured before in a bus, and as you know, we had 9 people going through, you know, pieces of the country. I think we did about 15,000 miles. So in hindsight, I had a blast. It was 7 days a week, though, and you're on from live at 5 in the morning to putting people to bed. So I don't know if I could do it back to back. I'm too old to be a rocker, but I'm very, very happy we did what we did, being able to bring it to large cities and small towns and have those moments. So I'm actually working on a little documentary just on that tour, because we shot about 30, 40 hours of material, you know, including your station, and little pieces here and there. It's fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's fun to do. So it's a great sort of slice of life that you once did. So I'm happy we did it. And truth be told, it brought notice to not only the film, but to studios. So there were studios at the end who said, there is life in this little horse and this little movie, and, you know, happily Sony came along. And I think without the tour, in all honesty, that probably would not have happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is Tricia, and unfortunately, I was not in studio for some of your previous interviews and things, but this is amazing to me because when Dave told me about the movie the first time that you were on, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to see that. But guess what? I know the person who won the purse. And it's like they do the Phillies, and he's one of the major sponsors of the Phillies and Stallions party that we go to before Kentucky Derby.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So are you gonna get to go over there for the Derby?
You know, I've been the last 3 years, and this year I don't think I'm going to. I'm literally, we're sort of here and doing a little promotion on this, and I think I'll kick back with my mint julep here in Los Angeles and enjoy the race. So the good news is Calvin Burrell, our jockey who plays himself in the film, has a great horse in the race. So obviously I'll be rooting for Calvin Burrell that day.
Excellent. And he does a wonderful job in the movie. I mean, your film is phenomenal. And whether you're a horse racing fan or not, it's just such a great story. And it's true, which just makes it even more phenomenal.
Well, that's it. Some of the hits we got, in all honesty, is that some of the critics said it's a little cliche ridden. And each time you go through it, I said, well, what is it that bothered you? And the fact is, they were the true moments. I mean, this is what happened. And so when you're as true as we were, shooting at all the real racetracks, using the real jockey, we used only one horse to play Mind That Bird, going to the real sites, and then, you know, the few pickings they get are that it's a little too, you know, unbelievable the horse would fall this far back. We had one studio tell us that it was just unbelievable. So I said, but that's the real footage.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if you think about it, you're right. I mean, this actually happened. And you know, when someone says it's unbelievable, but it's not, because it happened. I mean, it's unbelievable if you think about it. And even, I remember in the movie, the announcer didn't even know Mind That Bird was coming up on the rail. I mean, he couldn't even see him, or didn't want, or, I mean, consciously.
Had already discounted him out of the race.
Yeah, and it is an unbelievable, but it's the best ultimate underdog movie around, a great feel-good movie, and it gives inspiration and hope. And it shows, you know, some of the culture too. I became such a fan of, you know, the owner of Mind That Bird, you know, and I think it was Mark Allen, right? That owns,
yes, correct, right.
And you know, his interactions at Churchill Downs, you know, sort of two cultures in a way colliding, and
absolutely.
And it just, you know, it's like it just points out that you know, Mark Allen, such a down to earth guy that just was blessed to have this opportunity and didn't take it for granted. You got to love that.
No, they pinch themselves every morning. You know, his partner Leonard Block, who owns part of the horse, is, you know, into his I think he's nearly 80, and he pinches himself every morning. They know how fortunate they were to take this journey, and they do go back to the Derby, and they give back. They do all kinds of benefits for children in hospitals, and Mind That Bird has made a trip back 3 or 4 times to visit, you know, the Churchill, and so they've been a remarkable, you know, asset to the racing industry. They really have.
Probably much more accepted these days, Mark Allen, is to go to Churchill Downs.
That's true. Yeah, they do let him in the door now.
And they know who he is, right?
They definitely know who he is. Yeah. And Chip Woolley, too, the trainer. He's got his big black hat, and he goes back to Derby each year. And
cool.
He's a folk hero back there now.
Oh, I believe it. No doubt.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
You know, he casts a long shadow. You know, he's 6'3" or 6'4" and got those long arms. And Chip Woolley, you don't miss there. So
now,
it's
Jim,
a very colorful group, and I'm just glad it's for those guys. Honestly, it's a piece of their life they'll never forget. Now it's memorialized in a film, and it is available, and that's fun. That's a big part of why I do this.
Absolutely, and again, it's on DVD on Tuesday. Now, I was sent an advanced copy, but unfortunately, it never arrived. So I want to tell everyone out there, don't use FedEx, use UPS. They delivered it to someone else's house, and I never received it. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to be first in line, and I hope everyone else is first in line to get 50-1. You're going to love this film. Any special features that you want to call attention to?
You know, I will. Just the one I spent, again, a great deal of time shooting the behind the scenes of the making of the film. And when I originally turned into Sony, it was much too long. They didn't want that much, so we finally cut it down to a half hour. But there is, I think, a very, very good half hour on all the behind the scenes on the making of the film. I think it's as inspiring as the film. So I'm very happy to have that. And obviously, there's bloopers and all that good stuff for a good laugh. So there are. But I think that half hour on the making of is a good piece.
Excellent.
And now I'm assuming it's Blu-ray as well.
You know, I am terrible. I believe it is, but originally they said DVD, and they don't do Blu-ray unless it's a $100 million grossing film or something. So I don't know. Okay. It's a terrible thing. I don't even know. They said, here are your street dates, and it'll be available everywhere from Walmarts to Target to Best Buy. But I don't know if at the end of the day they've got a Blu-ray version.
Well, we'll take it either way it comes. It's phenomenal. Yeah.
Red way, white ray.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. And Jim, just one other, I don't know if it's a quick question, but out of all the amazing things you've done, and you've done a lot with, you know, Kevin Costner, producer, I think Dances with Wolves, and many, many phenomenal films, how does this compare to in your career directing and writing, correct? 50 to 1.
Well, obviously, when you're wearing, you know, the three hats, they're quite different. And so this is the most personal journey, obviously, when you write something from its inception and you then turn around and you kind of fund it partly as a producer. And then ultimately you get to kind of paint the canvas as a director. It is more personal. And then go out and distribute yourself vis-a-vis a bus on tour. So all of this has taken 4 years. It's a bigger pinch. Even Dances with Wolves was about a good 3-year journey to get that film out there. But this is a smaller film, but it's got as much heart, and I feel good about that. And I'm sure I'll look back upon it. It's funny. Right now, it's still a little fresh. It's right there coming out. But I'm sure 5 years, 10 years from now, I'll look back, and obviously it's one of those films I'll check and say, I'm so glad I did that. I still learned a lot, and I'm nearly 60 right here, and I love it that each day I go out and whatever it is I'm doing, I'm still learning how to craft a better film, a better scene, and that's enjoyable to know.
Well, and I do have to say that even though, yes, you were the writer, but staying so true and using true footage and everything in this, you know, some films are based on a true story, and very loosely based, and this is so true to life, and yes, it's unbelievable, but true. So, fantastic job. Everybody needs to see this film.
Yes, 50.
Thank you so much.
50 to 1.
Great.
Everyone check it out on Tuesday on DVD. Writer, director, producer Jim Wilson, we look forward to having you on the show again soon to talk about yet another project.
Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great, great weekend, and you made mine, so you guys take care, okay?
Thanks,
you too,
Jim.
You too. Thanks,
appreciate
Jim.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
And now I know one song, one movie that that Dave, I think that you, I think I recall you liking it. Water for Elephants.
I loved it.
That was a breakthrough. That was on my best list.
I remember liking that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Very nice.
Reese Witherspoon?
Was it Reese Witherspoon? I think
it
so.
It was,
and
indeed.
Robert Pattinson.
Yep.
Oh, that part I don't know if I like, but I think I remember liking it.
No, it was a good movie. Sort of reminded me of The Notebook in a way.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the movie. So
very,
this is,
very good movie.
This is Button Up Your Overcoat by Ruth Etting.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in where?
What?
In Phoenix, of course.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
With our Picks of the Week.
Yes.
You belong to me.